Blackstone Audio presents Leadership and Crisis by Bobby Jindal with Peter Schweitzer and Kurt Anderson. To Supriya, my best friend, and my parents who taught me to fearlessly pursue my dreams. Chapter 1. Disaster in the Gulf. It was a misty Sunday morning, May 2nd, and I was standing with my chief of staff, Timmy Teeple, on the tarmac of the Louis Armstrong International Airport in New Orleans. Air Force One had just touched down on the runway. It was a tense time in Louisiana, in fact, all along the Gulf Coast. It had been almost 2 weeks since the Deepwater Horizon oil well had blown, killing 11 workers, and now oil was spilling into the Gulf of Mexico, and this was the first time the president visited. The spill was growing in size by the hour and moving ever closer to the delicate shoreline of Louisiana. To us, it felt like a slow-moving invasion. You could see it coming. It was getting closer, and little seemed to be happening to stop it. Air Force One slowly eased toward us, and moments later the White House staff emerged. A member of the advance team took Timmy aside for a private chat with White House Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel. Moments later, the president emerged, and as his feet hit the runway pavement, I extended a hand of greeting. "Hello, Mr. President." President Obama quickly put his arm around my shoulder and pulled me aside. It was then that I realized this was not going to be an ordinary greeting. I was expecting words of concern about the oil spill, worry about the pending ecological disaster, and words of confidence about how the federal government was here to help.